This podcast is sponsored by Intel software partners Zimbra, Think Free, and Jaja. Learn about these sponsors by listening to our interviews with them on this Podango station. This is Leroy Mann. I'm here at TechEd at the Podango recording station, and I've just had the opportunity of meeting Blaise Sobiondo. I say that correctly, hopefully?
Yes.
Oh, good. And you have a booth you're exhibiting here at the show, and your company is called ETAP Inc.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about how this originated and what you do and how you expect to bless the world because of it.
Well, I started in the year 2000. It was my new millennium project, and we started many years ago. I, as a teacher, had created a distance learning program for pretty much middle school math. It was related to a course in civil technology that I had developed as a civil engineer. And I had the opportunity of putting this online. I felt it could help more students. And initially it was for free. And we started getting such a strong response to it that one thing led to another. And now we have K through 12, all the core subjects, as well as the all grades, and the exams, the high school exit exam, the SAT, the GED, and the ASVAB online. So a student and teachers are using it as a resource. They can use it as a supplement to whatever else they're doing. Everything is aligned with the state standards. And the results we've been getting last couple of years, we've gotten about 30 schools in LA Unified using it, and their primary concern was for the CAISY. And in the continuation schools where they had a large amount of at-risk students. And they found in using our program that their pass rates have, in some case, doubled over what it was without resource. It's individualized instruction, differentiated learning. We link up with the discovery videos that a lot of schools already have. And we help the students. They actually can choose how they want to learn to fit their learning style.
Now, is this a program that you architect yourself, or are you collaborating with teachers and students to create something that's a blend of want and need?
Well, actually, the answer to all those questions are yes.
Oh, good.
I've been the primary developer of the program, but it has been developed based on the feedback we've received from the students and the teachers.
Oh, that's great. So let's suppose that I accused you of being very effective at what you do. What evidence could you cite that would convict you of that?
Well, of course, we have a lot of anecdotal quotes from people who have found it very satisfactory. We have about 10 research-related articles that indicate the methods we use have been shown to be the proper way. And then we have the actual class tested, where the pass rate went up from 10 to 35% for first-time CAISY students in a particular school.
Now, you've cited some things. What are the other factors that are reasons for this improvement?
Well, I think the main factor is that a lot of our underachieving students are visual learners. Our program not only gives them the text that they need as far as the instruction and everything, but it emphasizes visual learning. And we connect them up with the internet, with the various interactive games. They liked that. And, of course, the discovery videos. There's about 5,000 discovery videos available online. So they're all connected with the standards, and we connect them up as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the main answer would be that our program seems to motivate the students. They enjoy doing it. They like doing it. And the reason is that they can go at their own pace, and they can actually pick which way they want to learn.
Now, is it a hands-on experience for the students, or
is that they're more connected with what is coming at them.
Well, it's totally hands-on, everything is point and click. It's not we've made it as simple as possible to use. What we normally do is it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to demonstrate this, the program, and the entire website, no matter what subject or what grade you go to, is organized the same way. So once you go through the sequence on any particular area, the same sequence is used every place.
So is the is your audience, are they parents, are they teachers, are they students, or yes, all the above?
Well, at the very beginning, I felt that we could help everybody. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people told me, well, you can't do that. You've got to focus on your market. Well, it turns out we are doing that.
Really? So you're really addressing that whole spectrum?
Yeah. The feedback we get from all three groups, everybody uses it a little differently. Mm-hmm. But we've got the basic instruction and content that everybody needs to use as a resource in their learning programs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where do you see it going from here?
Well, I have somebody in South Korea who's they have passed a law that all of their schools are gonna have to have an English immersion program. So he's going to convert all our material to books to be used in the Korean schools. I also have contacted the party from Reading Room, and what he's doing is providing libraries throughout the undeveloped poor villages throughout the world, and he's interested in partnering with him. He's a nonprofit, and so are we. So I see that we're not only going to help the students in LA Unified, but eventually we'll be able to help students worldwide.
Now, is your program being used then in other areas, state by state or district by district?
Yeah, we have a lot of individuals that are helping, that are using it throughout the United States. And you can use our program for your home instruction, or a lot of charter schools are using it where they have independent study programs. Mm-hmm. And we're not only being used nationally, but we have a few students throughout the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it K through 12 or beyond?
Well, it's K through 12 plus all of the tests, the SAT, the GED, and the high school exit exam.
So a parent could contact you, and this is something they could then purchase for use in their family?
Yes, I get calls quite often because we have they can contact us when they're signing up. And there's three problems that most of the parents share with me. Their children are either underachievers, overachievers, or they have a problem adjusting with the atmosphere at the school. Their social adjustment skills are a little bit weak. Mm-hmm. And so they find this as a way that the student can progress on an individual basis.
Okay, very good. So do people then contact you directly, or are there representatives?
Well, we have a website, and come on the website. It's www.etap.org, and that's, you spell it E-T-A-P, P like in Paul, .org, and they can get on the website, and they can. We have a complete demonstration. They can see exactly the type of program we have, and then they can sign up for it.
Very good, very good. What about an email directly to you?
That's a little bit longer.
Do you prefer?
Although I have a short one for people.
Okay.
And that's info, I-N-F-O, at ETAP.
Well, simple enough. The whole world ought to be knocking on your door. Blaise, a pleasure to meet you. Success to you in this wonderful venture you're pursuing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Overstock.com for sponsoring this episode. And if you want to find out what all your friends are into, check out their new service called Omuse.